This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The turmoil in the financial markets has been pushing mortgage rates lower. 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have now fallen to just 4.3%. That's very close to the lowest level on record. But many Americans can't qualify for those low rates. With that, analysts say these historic interest rates aren't likely to do much to help the housing market. That is, unless the government intervenes. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Millions of Americans could be putting hundreds of dollars of more spending money in their pockets every month if only they could refinance their home loans. But about half of U.S. homeowners can't.
Yeah, well, basically, we're not qualifying any new people.
Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance.
Ironically, the people who are looking to refi are the people who may have refied 2 years ago and qualified.
So maybe they can save a little more money refinancing again, but
we're certainly not picking up anybody who's been sitting on the fence for 3 years and suddenly is waking up and saying, whoa, maybe I should go refi.
Sakala says there are many people who've been locked into higher interest rate loans for many years now. He says that's because to get the lower rates, you need to have very good credit, and your house has to be worth 20% more than what you owe on it. With falling home prices in recent years, many people, even with decent jobs, just don't have enough equity.
We're pretty much stuck with the well-heeled borrowers who have a bunch of equity in their home. Those are the people who are able to capitalize on low rates.
But Sakala is hoping that with the precarious economic situation right now, that that might rekindle some interest in Washington to do something about this. And more support may actually be in the works for the housing market.
We're seeing renewed calls from many circles, and the administration is again looking for creative solutions to the housing problem.
Chris Mayer is a housing economist at Columbia Business School.
Until we solve the housing problem, we're not really going to see the economy recover.
Mayer and his colleague Glenn Hubbard have for some time now been calling for a plan to boost the economy and the housing market by helping people to refinance, people who can't qualify on their own.
Under our proposal, we would love to help about 25 million families save hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgages and help get out of their financial problems. And this would be a big positive effect on the economy in terms of consumer spending, and it would also reduce the incentive of people to continue to walk away from their mortgages.
That's a refinancing program for 25 million American families. Here's how this would work. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are already on the hook for these millions of home loans. The government already guarantees those loans. So Mayer says,
we should reduce the risk of those mortgages by extending a guarantee to a new mortgage that somebody would get at a lower interest rate.
The private sector would make these lower interest rate loans if the existing government guarantees basically transferred over to the new loans.
Yes, this is what we want to do.
Critics say mortgage bond investors wouldn't make as much money if they didn't keep collecting on those 7 or 8 or 9% interest rates that some borrowers are stuck paying. So they say the plan may not be fair to those investors. But with the weakening economy, a growing number of economists are saying that the government should be taking some kinds of new action to stimulate growth.
This is the worst time imaginable to have fiscal austerity. You do not normally follow a path of fiscal austerity when the economy is skirting the edge of recession.
Martin Barnes is the chief economist at VCA Research, an investment research firm. We spoke to him at a recent economics retreat. He thinks long term, we do need to be lowering the national debt. But short term, he thinks the government should be engaged in stimulus, including something to stabilize housing.
If you're going to do something about housing, you should make it available to everyone. And some sort of national refinancing program would be kind of nice. You know, you allow all and any homeowners to refinance at a low interest rate with no penalties, etc.
One advantage of a big refinancing program like that is that it would be long-term stimulus. Homeowners would be saving thousands of dollars a year for many years to come. And there appear to be at least some officials in Washington who would support a move like that. Chris Arnold, NPR News.